As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Read the dog.
Alright. So first, this is the next session, Rippers, continuing big game, big money. I apologize to all the people on the Gamers Haven website. This is now the fifth one I haven't posted.
We're recording for posterity at this point.
Well, I'll be posting it here shortly. I'm just apparently a bum. I blame my illness.
Yes, he has been. I was.
Yes, you're just now this week illness.
Well, actually, last week was when I was supposed to turn in the recording. I puked for 14 hours. I puked every half hour. Oh, there's my excuse.
That had to suck.
Yeah, I ran out of things to puke. Except for stomach acid. Ooh. I have plenty of that.
Dry heaves. Those really suck.
Try that for 14 hours.
Yeah.
No.
It's like I read them all.
Anywho. So, you guys had agreed to accompany Lord Hamilton Savage to a big game hunt in Canada to complete his supernatural collection. The last thing he really needs is a Sasquatch. Not a Yeti. And not a Wendigo. He tells you that there is a difference. All of you are kind of like, right, okay, whatever.
So you've killed a Wendigo and a Yeti then?
No, I don't need them to complete my collection.
Oh, why not?
I only need the Sasquatch.
But they're different.
Yes. But I'm not starting that collection. And once I start a collection, I have to finish a collection.
This is a collection of...
I like big furry things, as apparently.
So, Wendigos and Yetis aren't furry?
Well, Yetis kind of are, but that's the East, that's the Asia Oriental area.
Oh, I take it. Western Hemisphere, or Western Hemisphere furry things.
Yes, Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere. There's so many different things in the Eastern Hemisphere, I still need to bag a dragon. If those are real.
Couldn't tell ya.
I haven't seen one myself.
As you're kind of like...
Although I heard there, well, aren't there myths in
people are crazy.
Europe about dragons as well?
Oh, yes, but the ones in Asia are long and serpentine-like.
Well, yes.
I would prefer a serpent over a lizard.
I see.
And they're also far more intelligent. That makes them more interesting to hunt.
They're a sign of good luck.
Well, then good luck for me. So he has paid for your passage graciously. Upon the... Because I... Oh, what was it?
Lunesi?
I forgot what the call signs for English ships are.
HMS.
HMS?
Her Majesty's ship.
Ah!
Or HMSS, maybe? Her Majesty's sailing ship? I'm not sure.
Okay. The HMS Curator.
Don't ask me why I knew that.
Well, you know what? College has to be good for something.
Okay. But I haven't taken any history classes, except American history.
America.
Well, Britain is kind of involved with America.
We conquered them once, right?
Britain is America. In America.
America.
In Canada. In Canada.
No.
All right, so you guys are, you three are, of course, given basically second-class quarters. First class is, of course, really expensive and can afford a 10x10 room all to yourself. You three, of course, get the wonderful little, a bit more economic...
Pleasant.
You basically get a share of 10x10 room.
With other people, or...
Yes. He managed to fit you two together.
Ivan,
however, you get to share a room with Mrs. Witherby. She is a nice, tottering, vicious, conniving, backstabbing, and generally nice French woman who decided on this trip, she argued with the captain, to bring her poodle, Fifi.
Is it a small poodle, or is it a big, scary poodle?
It's a big, scary poodle. That's the only reason we haven't checked
it. All poodles are mean.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
No, they're just highly protective and very intelligent.
So, Fifi, you, and Mrs. Witherby.
No, the reason isn't because it's big that I hadn't shanked it. It's because she's right there in the room.
Yeah, I'm going to shank your dog.
Hey, I'd rather have a large poodle than a miniature poodle.
You are Chinese. You will eat it after you...
If I'm hungry.
I apologize if we have any Chinese listeners.
I'm pretty sure they understand that. We're just doing a joke. We know that they aren't really like that nowadays.
Everyone's a little bit racist. Anyway. So you get to sit there, and she's always... She seems to go on a lot in French. You're not quite sure why her last name is Witherby, which is a very English name, but she is a very old French woman. Jessica, you, of course, get this nice private area to yourself. They, of course, have provided you with accommodations and, of course, a valet at your beck and call to tend to the needs of a daughter of Araj.
Sweet.
You're the daughter of Araj the Summoner?
That's right. He's still there.
He is. You have to kill him.
He has outlived the Cataclysm. He has lived long enough to outlive some of the named characters. Anyway, Ryan, you try and think of this as far more pragmatic. You could probably afford first class, but you know what? It's really expensive and honestly not terribly practical. The only thing is you're realizing that everything in here, no matter what you do, is always covered in a thin layer of dust. You don't know how the American does it, but he's always got dust. And anytime you open up your closet, a tumbleweed falls out. And you could swear you hear whistling occasionally.
I hand you a dust brush.
And you, of course, have been having to put up with cleaning yourself meticulously, organizing your stuff, putting everything in its proper location. I mean, the man won't even let you put your socks on the floor.
Well, come on.
They go in the right place, into the laundry basket.
When you basket for laundry?
Yes, when you're done with them, you put them in there. That way we're not living in a pigsty.
As you open up, the laundry basket, out comes a tumbleweed.
If I put my clothing in the laundry basket, I won't be able to wear it tomorrow.
You can't wear your clothes the next day. They have to be washed.
They're clean.
I have a layer of dust.
I don't have any mud or blood on me.
Yet. If it rains, you'll be covered in mud.
If it rains, it means it's cooler. Which means...
Yes.
I had an argument there, but... I fell through. No, wait. If it rains, I'll just go inside.
Yes, but then you'll be covered in mud.
And of course, you guys get wonderful bunk beds.
I like how we're dealing with people from two very different places.
But remember, you both speak English, so you guys can insult each other all you want.
We learned English just to insult each other.
Dude, I'm American. I wouldn't put it past my character. So.
I learned German just so I can insult some Germans. Oh, come on. We all know it. Anyone who's learned a foreign language, the first thing you hunt down are swear words.
Unfortunately, Japanese only has one.
Baka.
That's not a swear word.
That's not really a swear word.
That is insane and idiot.
And silly.
And dumb.
And delicious. Anyway,
as I said, they have like one.
So, you guys will, as you guys are, of course, progressing along, you are basically on a completely different ship than these guys. You are kind of up on a second story of this. I just didn't draw it out.
I stay in the room. And this is it in the center of the boat? I want to stay away from the water.
You, of course, have been shut into your room for 2 or 3 days now, petrified. And the thing is, the boat rocks.
Can't stop moving.
The three of you, however, have been, of course, enjoying.
Pray there's not a storm.
Enjoying the general milling about of the ship. All of the, of course, third class citizens are all down in the depths of the ship, unable to see the light of day, like they belong, like they totally deserve.
Although, to combat seasickness, that probably would be the best place because it doesn't rock as much.
Yes, but in order to catch influenza, that's probably the best place to be as well.
That's probably how I came over to Britain.
Mm-hmm. No, they would have paid for you to be in one of these. Oh. So you're going back to America. Joy. Oh, you're going back to Canada.
No,
you could go out to
North
the West.
America.
North America. So, as you guys, on the third day in, to of course trying to alleviate things, there's a the general room service that comes to your rooms and serves you food. But on the third night, there's a buffet where they decide to do kind of, you know, a little dance, some music, try and liven up the spirits, because after all, let's face it, being crammed in 10x10 rooms sucks. I just spent the 3 days doing it. And I didn't have to share it with anyone but Evie.
Oh, she didn't take up my space.
Yes, she did. Are you kidding me? That dog takes up more space than you do.
But she's tiny-sized.
Yeah, and somehow she does it. Evie gets half the bed. Jessica gets 3/8 of the bed. I get, like, the sliver on the edge.
1/8?
1/8.
You sleep on a wall, don't you?
No, I sleep on the edge of the bed, so I keep rolling off in the middle of the night, and then Jessica steals my blanket, so I fall.
You love the bed. It's your own fault.
After you push me. Anyway.
Still your fault.
So, as you guys are, of course, sitting there, you know, basically all the rich folk are kind of off in this little area with this little mingling, and then all of you second-class citizens are over here, and all the third-class are still downstairs.
We probably didn't even tell them there was a buffet tonight.
No, they didn't pay for a buffet. They paid for passage.
They have to provide their own food.
That's about right.
Yay, hard tack.
So, you three, of course, get to sit at a table. Miss Witherby and Fifi are off at another table. You see this guy who appears to be,
Is that guy wearing full plate?
Almost, actually. He actually looks like he's probably some sort of military person. You notice that he is a slick-dressed, leather boot-wearing, uptight-looking Prussian. He, of course, is wearing standard Prussian outfit, which, of course, has the medals and whatnot on for this event. He watches everyone. He sits at a table by himself.
As a fellow military man, can I make anything out about...
Sure, anything? Go ahead. Do you have anything like knowledge military?
No.
Then give me a common knowledge one.
That's just a...
Smarts.
Okay. Is that at a -2?
No.
Still?
You're not clueless.
Okay.
I
just noticed there's... I don't remember what it's called, but it's edge that lets you take a d6 minus, or a d6 and a d4.
Yeah, you don't take the -2 for unskilled rolls. This is common knowledge.
Okay, so this is like I was called to make a knowledge China roll or something.
Yeah, common knowledge.
Okay.
This isn't particularly anything special.
Got a 4.
Oh, yeah, smart's a d6. Oh, yeah, it's your spirit.
My spirit is a d4.
Yes, you identify him as a Prussian officer. You don't quite know what rank, you know, you never really paid attention to them, because Prussia's in Europe and you're always on the West, you know.
I know more, a little bit more about the Asian military.
It's basically where Germany is, because Prussia basically moved in and conquered Germany.
Okay, so it's Germany.
Basically.
Okay.
And then the Germans absorbed them by merely outbreeding the Prussians. Stephen can tell you all about it, he has the genealogy of it. What you can tell is he's probably some sort of ranking official, but you can tell that his cane is probably more than just a cane.
All right. Don't you have one of those, too?
Yep. Also joining you guys is sitting at another table is the lovely Miss Witherby and her wonderful dog, Fifi, who, of course, growls at anyone who gets near. And she, of course, seems to be talking to Fifi and incessantly cooing and feeding her things. Then over here, you see this older gentleman who seems to be kind of wizened and kind of... He seems to be generally having a good time, but doesn't really seem to be getting up and dancing. And anytime you guys see him get up to the buffet table, he walks with a very heavy limp, specifically in his right leg. Over here, the nicely bearded man is Lord Hamilton Savage did not attend tonight, just so you guys know, before you guys ask.
I was about to say, is it Lord Savage?
No. This is some sort of well-dressed, what you think is probably Spaniard.
Ooh,
by the way, he's talking. He seems to probably be of some form of nobility. Can't really tell from where. Mm. Although he certainly speaks and has a lot of flourishes. Then over here is a very small Italian priest. He's not terribly old, but he is small. And he doesn't seem to particularly try and be comparing himself to everyone, but you notice that he tends to kind of glare at anyone who tries to upstage him, so to speak. And that's kind of all the interesting folk who are about. There are, of course, numerous other...
Oh, but with the bow.
Two guys with the bow.
Yeah, these are just kind of the miscellaneous... valets, ship hands.
Okay.
That's all who they really are.
I am sitting in the seat that's closer to the center of the boat.
And it's where the dancing is.
It's in the middle.
The food for you guys, it's nice English food.
Sounds like spice.
Fish and chips.
It's kind of...
has no flavor.
Bland.
It's like home.
You are encountering things that are better. These are of quality. But once again, they are of quality English food.
I need a steak.
Needs more spice. A lot more spice.
I think
spice.
The trick with English food is you're supposed to put like jellies, jams.
Yes, unfortunately, they didn't put those out. You could always talk to a valet or someone and have them bring out one, but it seems that they kind of, well, for possibly price or something, they didn't put them out. So here you guys, sitting at a party.
No, honestly, I probably would have one of them over. I need more spice.
You killed
what
things,
spices
right?
do you have?
What? You killed things, right? You're American?
Oh,
Can you kill the dog?
I'm terribly afraid. We're not.
Look at it.
We have.
Watch it.
We can't put out any of the jams or jellies or anything like that. Terribly sorry.
Why not?
The captain wants it all to himself.
I'm afraid it's just unavailable. You can give me a notice check. You know, just as you're about to ask a bit more, the ship lurches really hard, and you suddenly lose whatever you were thinking of.
I grab onto the tablecloth.
You guys can
save me.
You guys can, of course, see her across the room clutching onto the table. Like,
is she all right?
By the way, you've probably been seasick this entire time.
She doesn't seem to have very good sea legs.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, what's your vigor?
D6.
What's your vigor?
It's D6.
D8.
D6.
All right, so it's one of you three, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ryan, you've come down with a cold while you're on the ship. What it means is you're counted as having one fatigue level no matter how much rest you get.
Okay.
So, you have a cold, you have the sniffles, you feel like crap.
So it's extremely easy to knock out a sick person?
It doesn't count for purposes of damage or anything like that. It's just fatigue.
Yeah, if you tip them over, they just fall over.
Three fatigue levels is knock out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, if you get them tired or anything.
Yeah.
So I take it that was just a D6 to lower vigor.
Whoever has the lowest vigor.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you're D8. You're not the lowest. You're not even tied to the lowest. All of them were, though.
One!
That's right. All the people with D8 caught the flu. Everyone else, you're fine. Just the D8s, though.
That is one really virulent fucked flu, and everyone with lower vigor should watch out.
It only affects people with D12 vigor.
It's very picky on who it goes after.
And when it mutates, the next bubonic plague is going to hit. Anyway.
All right. It likes a challenge?
That's Ivan's insistence on watching Fifi. You got spunk. It's a dog.
That's not a friendly dog.
It honestly, if it was to stand on its hind legs, it's probably as big as her.
And try sharing a room with it.
Dog's man's best friend.
Not a French woman, so.
It's like a French woman. Stupid
French. I suppose I probably mean. Go ahead.
What?
I was just going to say, I was probably going to go either sit next to the military guy or the old guy.
Well, you have to pick. You can't pick both.
Yes.
Roll D8, even sit with the old guy, odd sit with the military guy.
Is it polite for a woman to ask if you done
military
it?
Guy.
Okay.
Military guy. All right, you go over and sit next to the Prussian. He, of course, instantly straightens up and looks over at you.
Good day, sir.
What's to you?
Oh, my name is Liam Whitman. I'm a fencer of some repute. I thought we might have something to talk about.
Altman Frankfurt.
Nice to meet you. No.
He, of course, in Prussian style, is clean shaved.
Do the Prussians speak German or Prussian?
They speak probably German. Prussian is not a language.
I wasn't sure. I figured I'd
choose. No, honestly, you had me for a second. almost had me, so
I wasn't trying.
They speak
German. I wasn't trying to get you with that. I honestly didn't know, so that was, I didn't even know if Prussian existed, so I threw it out there.
Yeah, it is, if nothing else, it is a Germanic language, if I remember correctly.
They don't have...
Anyone can feel free to correct me. Oh, wait, you're on the other side for a quarter. Never mind.
That hasn't been posted yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't been posted yet, so I'm technically speaking to the table. I'm going
mad! You were for a while.
And then the table corrects you.
Prussian is a language.
What?
I speak it.
Everyone, back away slowly. It's gone.
Is it just me or is the table... more, does it know more languages than all of us?
I think it likes us playing on top of it, at least.
I'm not sure if I qualify as knowing French anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know Japanese.
No.
Not really.
No. So, if I speak German, I could conceivably speak to this guy.
Yeah, you could.
Okay. I speak German and Spanish, so...
How is it? Do you speak German? Is that the real question?
I guess I'll wander over to the priest and the Spaniard.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Greetings.
My thought.
Joseph McDonald. Pleasure to meet both of you. No, I do this in the full American. He holds out his hand like this.
I see you're American.
Yep. U.S. Marshal.
Oh, that sounds Official!
We're the lawmen out in the West.
Oh, a constable. I can respect that. A dong, even. I am... Sir Vasquez Escobar. Of, Cadiz.
I just speak the language.
And this is my friend, Father Escobar.
Let you meet your father.
Oh, sorry, Italian.
Padre?
Yes, he's still Father Escobar, despite being Italian. My mother, she was Spanish. My great-grandmother, she was Spanish.
Pleasure to meet you, Padre.
Great-grandfather was Spanish. There we go.
What is his mother?
I'm on the other side of the room from Fifi and...
So prepare the best you can.
If anyone's there, I'll talk to them, but
is
otherwise I'm
the
eating my food.
Is this the 18th century that we're in?
You're in the 19th century.
We're in the 19th century? Okay.
Yes.
So, yes, it is German. However, if this was the 18th century, he would speak Prussian. But, since, because Prussian was the language, but it died out with the bubonic plague.
Well, there you go.
I just sit there and make small talk with them, I guess.
All right, you make small talk with them. Do generally interesting things. See? How can I help you?
Oh, I just thought we could talk about...
To,
Swordplay.
Heirloom.
Or something.
Swordplay.
Are you skilled at the sword? Or with the sword?
No, I am not a swordsman. I do fancy myself a bit of a spearman, though.
Ah.
Very lost art. But it's almost... It is an art.
I can see that. I can respect that.
Spear cane?
Spear.
Don't see too many spears on the battlefield these days, though.
Nor swords.
That's very true.
I shoot you.
We keep it alive, though, in Britain.
As in Prussia. I am from Austria-Hungary, but I was out of Prague. But I was assigned to some pitiful town called Berlin.
Ah.
They say it's important. It is nothing to Prague.
Well, have you... I take it you've seen much action, then, by your medals.
Ah, yes, I have seen numerous action.
Ah, I'm not particularly familiar with that side of the world. Were you in any wars or anything of that sort?
Few battles with French, few with Russia, border skirmishes.
I see.
And peasant interactions, but you know how it is.
Indeed, I do. We're... Britain has its fair share of altercations, but not really border skirmishes, considering.
Well, it depends. The colonies. They always get in trouble.
Oh, of course.
England thinks it's so big with all its colonies.
Oh, yes. They say the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Every empire has a sunset. Mine is the Austro-Hungarian.
Your sunset comes because Germans outbreed you. The Germans get drunk and have sex.
Yeah. So what brings you to Canada?
I'm heading to Canada to meet with contact.
Ah. Say no more. Okay.
Yes. Very official business. You?
Oh, I'm going on a hunting trip with my comrades, actually.
Ah, hunting.
Yes.
In Canada?
Yes, we'd heard there were a few rare types of bear there. Kodiak, I believe.
Bear.
That's actually believable. Go ahead and give me a persuasion.
That's believable.
I was thinking the same bear.
But the other option I was thinking of was moose.
Ah!
Or caribou.
I can respect fighting bear. Strong, large.
Yes.
I will wrestle a bear with my bare hands.
Right?
Your bare hands?